This is Dr. Leung. Last name is BACA, again, BACA. First name is Michael. For the date of visit is December 6, 2022. Referring physician is T. Peter Wong. Date of birth is April 24, 1943. Next verb, chief complaint, tremors. Next verb, history present known as fiction. It's a 79-year-old male common chief complaint, tremors. Of course, the majority of the history is provided by the wife. First up, according to the wife, he's been having tremors in the hands bilaterally. First up, he is having problems mostly when he's trying to even hold the utensils, then he's shaking for seven. His tremors are not severe for seven. However, he also gait problem for seven. He's been shuffling for seven. His gait is unsteady for seven. He denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysphagia, and dysphagia for seven. He's for past medical history, non program. I'm sorry, past medical history, high blood pressure, diabetes. High cholesterol, next verb, recurrent medication, metformin, lisinopril, metoprolol, simvastatin, and amlodipine, aspirin 81 milligrams per day, vitamin B, vitamin D, multivitamin, next verb, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, next verb, social history, patient's married, retired, plus patient smoke 12 cigarettes per day for 60 years, or plus patient drinks alcohol on a social basis of a family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Like this, some patients have vision problems, hearing problems, short breath, and muscle cramps, or for some. Next for diagnostic test. I'm sorry, next for neurological examination. A memory examination, patient has decreased in memory for several. Patient has difficulty remembering, has some medical history for several. Post-divisions oriented to time, date, and situation. It's for a cranial nerve examination. Patients decrease in eye blinking frequency. For post-divisions, mask face. For post-divisions, patient soft speech. For post-motor examination, patient does have mild tremors. A comma mostly resting tremors. A comma more so a comma bilaterally. For post-divisions, there is no significant cow wheel rigidity. Next for gait examination, patient has shuffling gait. For post-divisions, patient gait is shuffling. For post-divisions, he has small steps. For post-divisions, next for impression, suspicious for Parkinson's disease. For post-divisions, patient has a resting tremor, so for sub-patient also have a decrease in eye blinking frequency. For sub-patient has a mask face. So for sub-patient also have shuffling gait. So for sub-patient's gait is unsteady. For sub-patient's got small steps. So for next word about the differential diagnosis also needed because consider would be Lewy body dementia. For sub he does have some cognitive deficits. So for next level of condition, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next number, explain to the wife of the above diagnosis. Next number, we'll start a patient on Cinemet 1-POQD for stuff. Explain the metabolic side effects include stomach upset, nausea, and vomiting for stuff. If he's able to tolerate the medication, come on, increase it to twice a day for stuff. Next number, explain to the wife to see if his gait and tremors improve his Cinemet with Cinemet for stuff. Next number, for stuff, I may also start him on a memantine, comma for memory loss, comma once he's stable on the cinnamon for 7 minutes. This marks the end of dictation.